every family must have fasting. And I'm not talking about fasting from gossip or fasting from the internet. You know somebody's not doing fasting if that's the kind of fasting they're trying to tell you. I mean, stop eating. Fasting where you do not put food in your stomach. That is essential. And most people do zero fasting. And when they fast, they eat. My fasting is I only eat bread all day. What the heck kind of fasting is that? When Jesus was in the desert, was he eating donuts and rye breads and sourdoughs? The devil's like, yeah, go ahead. We don't need to mess with this dude. He's obviously not the one. Fasting is what will help you to overpower the demon. One, because he hates it. But two, because you have two carnal urges. The carnal urge to procreate, which is good, but it's very strong when used out of order. And then even more powerful than that is the urge to eat. There's many people who live long lives without having any sex. You can't live without food. But if you can say no to this drive to eat, when you start getting inappropriately aroused at the wrong time, you can say, no, 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 no. I'm gonna stay at the crucifixion with Jesus, demon's gonna be gone, and we're gonna get through this. So I'm not telling you how to fast right now, because everybody is different, everybody's body is different, but I would advise you to do fasting that is intermittent fasting. Why? Because there's science behind it. And there's people who are dedicating their life to studying it and can guide you in that. And so when the devil says fasting is bad for you, fasting is gonna make you unhealthy, you're not gonna be able to think clearly, an expert like Dr. Fung might say, actually, it's quite the contrary. After 16 hours of fasting, the body begins to have autophagy and growth hormone is released and your energy levels increase and your mental clarity is through the roof. So you can tell the devil, go to hell. We're fasting.